Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get ready and go ahead and go to the word. Everybody did a good job. Thank you, youth, for responding to this morning. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. They know what I mean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. John 3:16. While you're going there, I'll go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for the word that's about to go forth. Thank you, Lord, that it ministers to the ears of the hearers, Lord, and brings change in their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May they get a grasp and a great understanding of how good you are. Hallelujah. And that your goodness causes them to go out and share that your goodness with others. Hallelujah. And your goodness blesses them beyond their wildest dreams, wildest imaginations. As far as they can think, you'll bless them beyond that. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. John 3:16, we know it, but let's just read it. For God so, you know, you got to talk to me. For God so did what? Love the world that he what? Get what was that word? He did what? He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not what? But have everlasting. So why did he give? Right, there go. It's right there in front of you. Why did he give his only begotten son? That whosoever believe him should not what? How many want to perish? I ain't see no hand raised up. Really? How many want to be blessed? I see a couple of hands. I see a couple of hands want to be blessed. I see a couple. Hallelujah. That's why he came. Hallelujah. Let's establish this truth. I actually was going to title this God is Good. And I was looking through some of my notes and I was like, wait a minute. I already preached that. I already shared that. God is good back in 2021. And God gave me this. So if we, this title, Experiencing God's Goodness. Hallelujah. We know he's good. So let's just establish, let's just touch up on that. Let's establish the truth about God. If you will settle this inside your heart, you'll begin to make better decisions, like praying and reading the word of God more. Getting mad and upset won't happen as often. Why, you ask? It's because God's goodness resonates always on the inside. I was telling a coworker that about God's goodness. And this came up while we were talking. I said, if it ain't good, it ain't God. Let me say that again. I said, if it ain't good, it ain't God. So see how you can stay out of trouble? You see how you can see how you can stay on the right path? All you got to do is look, whatever you in, whatever you got going on, is this good? And I ain't talking about your standards. I'm not talking about what you think is good. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Bible says, whatsoever things are pure, lovely, honest, just, a good report. I may not name them all. If there be any verse, any praise, think on what? These things. If it don't fall in that category, nope, can't do that. I can't do that. That's not good. So it ain't God. Is that right? So we know, how many know God is good, though? That's what I want to know. How many know God is good? You know he's good. All right, now you said it. You raised your hand. You said he was good. All right. Glory to God. Like my uncle used to say in one of their songs, have he been good to you? I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Jones Brothers, have he been good to you? Have he been good to you? And I remember, boy, we would go listen to them practice and they would give us snacks and we stuff chips in our mouth. Have he been good? I don't know if you remember that. We'd go to their practice and act like we playing with him. Have he been good to you? Yeah, have he been good to you? Hey, come on now. Then you ought to act like he good. Glory to God. He got up, we already said it, with all power. Stripped the devil down to nothing. He stripped down to nothing and told you that very same power belongs to you. Stripped the devil down to nothing and told you that very same power that he took from the devil belongs to you. He's good. Psalm 68:19, We just established that he's good. Bless, come on, be the Lord. What he do? What does he do? Who does what? How often? Daily loadeth us with what? He does what? He daily loads us with what? Even the God of our salvation. Selah. Selah means pause and think of that. He's good, y'all. He's good. Now, you just said he was good now. I want you to stand on your feet quickly. Ain't nobody move quick yet. Quickly. He's good, isn't he?
Yes.
Now, come on now. Come on. Come on. Is he good?
Yes.
Come on. Get them hands up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, musician. I need you. Come on. Is he good? Is it? Come on now. Come on. Get them up. Get them up. I understand if you got shoulder problems. But come on. What if, let me ask you this question. What if you was only one praise away from your breakthrough and you decide to sit down? What if you was only one praise away from getting that new car you've been believing for and you decide to sit down? What if you was only one praise away to getting healing in your... Can you open up your mouth and say, God, you're good. God, you're good. Come on, God, you're good. Glory to God. God, you're good. Good, good, good. God, you're good. You're good, you're good, you're good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Thank you for standing up. Thank you. He's good. Hallelujah. Now that we've established he's good, let's look at Abraham experiencing God's goodness. Let's look at some folks that did that. Genesis 12, 1 through 4. One of the quickest ways to experience God's goodness is to obey. Ooh-wee. One of the quickest ways is to, come on now, you, how many of you got kids? How many? You got kids. How do you feel? We don't base everything on the feeling, but you do get a feeling from this. How do you feel when they do what you when they do what you tell them? Come on now, tell the truth. How do you feel when they do exactly what you said? Boy, many of you will take them to the store and get them some, won't you? Come on, don't lie. Don't lie. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. You know how I know? I've done it too. But how do you feel when you know you told them to do so and so, and they understood what you said, and they didn't do it anyway? How do you feel? Ooh, hoo, hoo. How you feel? How you feel? All right, Lord, I didn't want to say that, but okay. Some of you go to cussing and you're cutting up, and you know, I ain't gonna go to cussing, but I get on to my son. Hey, boy, me and him had a come to Jesus moment a couple weeks ago. Look, boy, let me tell you something. And he had to make a decision. I said, which one you gonna do? I'm gonna do what I'm talking. Okay. I ain't gonna tell you what the other one was. I know you either. Now, he wasn't no whooping. But he ain't too old to get one. No, don't get me wrong. But that ain't what it was. You gonna either do this or this gonna happen. I know what he like. And them other cousins of his, I know what they like. All of them, most of them. They like guns, fishing, boats, four-wheelers, and using up our stuff. Ain't that right, Swear? I know what he like. God knows what you like. And he wants you to have it. He wants you to enjoy it. I want my son to enjoy himself. He's the only child. So when he's down here, he doesn't always have somebody to hang out with or whatever all the time. So I want him, before he turned five, that's why he got the four-wheeler sitting out there. He's had it ever since.